Fast Eddie here, talking live from the Piaggio Aero Tent, very near our studios here. And with me today is newly announced president and CEO of Piaggio America Incorporated, John Bingham. John, welcome to Oshkosh.
Afternoon, Eddie. How are you?
I'm good, sir. The first question, and probably the silliest one I'm going to ask all day, is why did you want this job?
Gosh, that's an interesting way to start. I think why I wanted the job was very interesting. First of all, you got to have belief in the product. The product that Piaggio makes is fantastic, and the opportunity to tell more people about it and to grow the visibility, the brand awareness, and also the sales of the company, there was just a lot of opportunity all round. And so consequently, that was a big appeal to me. Big appeal also because besides being President and CEO of Piaggio America, I'm also Chief Marketing Officer of Piaggio Aero Worldwide. So I spend sort of 3 weeks a month in the US, 1 week a month in Italy, as we look at all of our marketing and media activities based out of Europe as well, that cover the rest of the world. So what I loved about it was sort of foot on two continents, lots of things going on, great brand, great product, an opportunity to grow a business. So I thought that would be more than enough to fill my day.
I think you've got a plate full, definitely. Now, what are your goals and aims with Piaggio? What do you envision to do with the company?
I think the first thing for us was besides we have a great product, but unfortunately a lot of people don't know about it. So for us, the things we've done already, we've changed the name of the company very clearly to be Piaggio Aero. So whenever we refer to Piaggio, we don't talk about Piaggio, we talk about Piaggio Aero. So it's evident that we're in the aviation business. Second thing is, aircraft has lots and lots of good features. And how do we get those messages to people? How do we show the plane to people? How do we get people to understand what it consists of? And most importantly, how do we get people to see the differential between buying a Piaggio versus some of our competitors' aircraft, not only in North America, but around the world? And we really do think that we've gone for a message that's really simple, really clear. We focused on four clear attributes of the aircraft, which is the operating costs of the aircraft. It's so much cheaper than a mid-sized jet, and yet one of the other attributes, speed, it's as fast as a mid-sized jet, so there's no performance loss. Your gain is you're operating at under 100 gallons of fuel an hour, which is a very low figure for an aircraft that's going up 402 knots, 463 miles an hour. Our other two attributes we focused on has been the serenity of the aircraft, because as we were talking before we switched things on here, we were talking about the fact that our engines face backwards, our propellers counter-rotate, but all the noise from the engine all goes behind the aircraft. So when you're inside the aircraft, it's absolutely serene. We'd be talking like you and I are talking now. It's very quiet, 68 decibels, because all the noise is behind the aircraft. And the fourth and final part of the aircraft is the size of the cabin itself. Full stand-up cabin. There's no other aircraft in this price bracket, in this class, that has the size of cabin that Piaggio has, with a full stand-up cabin, 6 foot 2 inches wide, 5 foot 9 and a half tall. I mean, it's great.
Wow. Well, I'm sold.
That's good.
just got to hit the lottery to buy one. So you're talking about marketing the airplane more aggressively. What markets are you after?
Well, I think it's fair to say that I think everybody's aware that what we would term the traditional markets, North America and Europe, they really have taken a little bit of a hammering over the last 12 or 18 months. The whole industry's been very slow. There haven't been a lot of buyers around because obviously financial scenarios have impacted everybody around in those two markets. There are, however, other markets that we weren't traditionally in, like South America, Southeast Asia, Australia, India, and the Middle East, all of which we've looked and done a lot of research work around, and we are now starting to see some activity in those markets where we weren't there before. So for us, what we've done is we've looked at the markets that do still have some good life in them. We're working in those markets. When the more traditional markets come back, we'll be able to take the opportunities there as well. And overall, we'll grow our business.
Well, I want to give you a tip here. I read in, I think it was online, one of the e-magazines I subscribed to, China is starting to open up with their general aviation too. Now, I bet you dollars at donuts you're going to be looking at that real close.
Just a little bit, yes. We spent quite a bit of time looking at China, and we continue to do that. The scenario with China, I think, and I was at a board meeting this morning where we were looking at China with a lot of the manufacturers on the field here. None of us really know when the authorities are actually going to take the key, put it in the lock, and actually open the door. And they've been talking about it for a long time, and so one has to balance how much resource you put into preparing the market as to when the market is actually going to open and pay you back. And we think we have a good balance at the moment. We've got some work going on in China. We have some activity that we're taking that we're working hard on. But I have to say to you, it now needs for the market to be opened, and it will benefit everybody on this field.
And I'm sure that your company can ramp up the production to meet the demands should China open up.
Well, actually, we've done some of that. While the market's been taking a downturn, what we've actually been doing is we actually looked at our whole manufacturing operation, took it apart, put in a lot of lean manufacturing techniques, and sort of really restyled the way we make the plane and get it off the production line. And from that point, we now have a capacity to increase our total volume of aircraft that we produce. Now, we're not going to flick that switch on today because the market, even though it's starting to pick up a little bit, is still a little slow. But as the market comes back and as we get sales from the new markets we've looked at, we now have the ability to go and make the planes to supply those orders. So overall, as I said, we're going to grow our business.
That's good. What kind of businesses can benefit from your Piaggio, from the P180?
Well, I think it's a cross section of people who have their own private companies, people who need to be more efficient in the way they travel. For instance, if you look, there are a number of people. Car dealers would be an interesting scenario to look at because basically they now have dealerships spread over a wide field as some of the chains have expanded. And I have to say to you, people traveling from business to business, people who have a need to go up and down the coastal seaboards of the country here. The Piaggio takes it all in one jump. It's got a range of just under 1,500 miles. So consequently, take you a long way between different factories you may own, different businesses you may own, different prospects and clients you're going to see inside your business. So it truly is a very efficient business tool.
Well, let's talk about the Piaggio Aero itself. What sets you guys apart from all the other aircraft builders?
Well, this would be a very difficult answer for your listeners to see, but I'd encourage you to just look over your left shoulder, and if you look over your shoulder, you'll see our aircraft, and our aircraft looks like no other aircraft on this field. It really is a very, very special looking aircraft. It looks fantastic. It's very modernistic, very contemporary in its approach, and really what sets us apart from the rest of the field, as we mentioned earlier on, are low operating costs, but also a very important thing in today's environment that we all live in, the carbon footprint created by this aircraft is much smaller than every other plane in its category. Very, very low CO2 emissions because we're burning less gas than anybody else. So lots of things. Environmentally friendly, low operating costs, and all the other attributes we mentioned earlier on.